Hi, this is Bria Barthel for Hudson Mohawk Magazine, and today I'm delighted to be at Stephen and Harriet Myers Middle School in Albany, where the Vegetable Project is having a wonderful event. I'm talking with Kiki, one of the volunteers for the Vegetable Project, who will introduce us to the project, the event, and the importance of teaching kids how to garden. Kiki?
Hi, my name is Kiki Soto, also known as Urban Girl Gardening, and I am a volunteer with the Vegetable Project here in Albany. And what we do is we go to the schools and we help children learn to grow. We help them from seed to harvest, and they come out, they taste what they grew, they have a lot of hands-on experience, and it's super important for kids to know where their food comes from, to be involved in the growing process, and they'll be more likely to make healthy decisions.
Tell us about the event.
Oh my gosh, Evening in the Garden. It's a beautiful event. And you look around, there's lots of people eating with our wonderful vendors here. And in the garden that we have behind us, you can see everything that the kids have started growing already. And yeah, it's a lovely evening.
I was talking with a sixth grader, Serenity, who said it was her first year here, and she was thrilled to show me the vegetables that she planted and the flowers that she planted. Mm-hmm. What kind of response do you get from the kids that are involved?
Oh my goodness. You know, when we first started volunteering with the kids, I was a little shocked because usually children who are excited about growing usually start growing at home. A lot of the kids that we got involved weren't used to throwing seeds in the dirt and getting their hands dirty, but they were so excited. They were so excited to, maybe it was just because they were getting out of class, but they were excited to be getting started and to know that where their food comes from, they'll have a little part in it. You know, they'll come back and harvest at the beginning of the school year and they can know that they had a hand in it. So they were very excited. What we're trying to do is at least get the kids interested in knowing where their food comes from and knowing how to grow their own food and how simple it is. And maybe even take the idea back home to the parents who don't know that sometimes they can just grow something in the window, you know, or on their balcony or porch or something like that.
You said your website is The Urban Girl Gardening?
The The Urban Girl Gardening. I have a YouTube channel, actually. I teach people how to grow food in their basements, their windows, their garages, and in their backyards. So my thing is, any space that you have, you can grow something. As a matter of fact, on my channel, I will be harvesting lettuce and radishes from my window garden. Yes, my front window garden in my living room, right behind the sofa where we sit and watch television, I got some food growing. So if I can do it, anybody can do it anywhere.
Thank you so much for talking
thank
with us.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for your work. And anything that encourages kids to connect with nature and with healthy food is terrific. So thanks a lot. I'm now talking with Kiki's child.
Hello, I'm AJ. I'm a very good gardener.
What's your favorite thing to grow?
Dino kale.
Dino kale? Is it made from real dinosaurs?
I think so. I think that's why it's called dino kale.
And what does dino kale look like?
It looks like normal kale, but a little more detailed.
He's right.
Okay, we just got confirmation from Kiki that he's right. What else do you like to grow?
Tell about the strawberries?
Yes, I like to do the strawberries.
Thanks a lot. Good talking with you, AJ. And to find out more about the Vegetable Project, I'm now talking with the president of the nonprofit organization. Can you tell us your name and a little bit about what you do?
My name is Bill Stoneman. I sometimes would prefer a title like Chief Weed Puller. This is my baby. We have been working in Albany schools, and particularly at this school, for nearly 13 years. We are, at our core, parents of kids who go to Albany schools or did go to Albany schools. I have an adult daughter who went to middle school in this building, Myers Middle School, and we are acutely aware that many, many kids in Albany schools are not thriving. They tend to have challenging lives, difficult lives. They're, it can be measured in socioeconomic terms. They can stressed families and difficulty of all kind that impedes their academic progress, their social progress, their life progress. And we think that the school world that is very focused on a very specific curricular regime is not always meeting these kids' emotional needs and psychological needs that have to come before they can do algebra. And gardening is just one phenomenal tool to get kids touching things and experimenting and trying things and out of their routine. And that's what we're about.
Now, you said that you've been involved from the start 13 years ago. So in that time, you must have seen kids that were involved with the program for a few years. Did you see changes in their behaviors or their sense of themselves?
So unfortunately, that's not as much success as I would wish. Although I saw one kid here tonight, 20-year-old, who met him as a 12-year-old. He's a kid on the autism spectrum. And first time out here was just terrified of insects and anything flying around him. And I think we helped him make his peace with the surroundings. We tend to see kids for short periods of time. We don't have the continuity with kids that we would like to. Part of the reason we're holding an event like an open house that we have tonight is to share with more people what we're doing, which we hope is a step toward building more resources to do more what we would like. Stick with kids longer.
And we're here at Stephen and Harriet Myers Middle School. I understand you also have gardens at Albany High School?
We have a garden at Albany High School, and we work in the building on more of an ad hoc basis in other Albany City schools as we come up with particular projects. We would love to get to more schools. It's a matter of building the capacity to do so.
Well, thank you very much for your work, and thanks for taking a couple minutes to talk with me. So I'm here with another supporter of the Vegetable Project, and she works at a different garden in the Albany school system. So can you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what you do and why you do it?
Hi, my name is Amy Jasaitis, and I work in the Friendship Garden associated with the Delaware Avenue School. And I do it because I love gardening, and it makes me so excited to see things grow. And I want to give that to kids. And it's also very empowering, the idea that you can plant something and watch it grow, and then, as in the Vegetable Project, you get to eat it. And the kids love that. They think it's so exciting. And it's an opportunity that many of them don't have at home. So it's a great thing for them to go and experience and feel empowered and try new foods.
And I know, truth be told, Amy and I are old friends, that you worked in Department of Public Health in nutrition education. Can you tell us a little bit about how you see this related to nutrition education?
Sure. A lot of kids don't get the exposure to a variety of vegetables at home because a lot of vegetables can be very expensive and people are strapped for time. So this gives them exposure to a lot of things that they might not otherwise try. And sometimes at home, kids don't want to try it because it's a vegetable, whatever. But if their friends are trying it, or if it's put in a new salsa that they've never had and they get to try it with chips, they're willing to try it and it's expanded their palates. So it's a good way to learn about eating healthful food.
Now, when you work in the Friendship Garden, are you there on your own with other volunteers, or are you there actually side by side with kids?
Both. It's a number of kids from the school, and then there are anywhere from 6 to 10 volunteers on any given garden day.
And do you do events throughout the year, or is it mostly focused on the spring, or how does it work with the school year?
It's spring and fall. So it's a group of kids, about 20 kids, get selected, and they get to come every week for about 8 weeks, both in the spring and the fall.
Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
This is another volunteer with the Vegetable Project. Can you tell us your name and a little bit about why you're involved?
Absolutely. I'm Tamitra Rose. I am one of the board members for the Vegetable Project. And I got involved, I want to say, probably 4 years ago. I was an assistant principal at this very school, Myers Middle School. And once I knew there was a garden in the back, I just somehow met Bill, but expressed my interest in gardening for students. And as much as I could, I would bring students out in the back, if anything was growing, we would pull and taste, and the relationship grew from there. I'm no longer at the school, I'm at an elementary school, but because of the relationship I had with Bill, I agreed to join the Vegetable Project probably about 2 years ago, and I just love being a member. I love this event. I remember attending my very first event and was just really surprised by the amount of people that came out to support. And so as long as I'm working for Albany, I will continue to be a part of the Vegetable Project.
What do you find most fulfilling?
I think just being in the dirt, helping to pull weeds, I actually find that quite gratifying. I grew up in New York City, so I didn't know much about gardening, but when I had my own house and my own garden, I just loved being in the dirt and playing. Now that we have a connection to the schools, having children come out and getting their hands dirty where they may not have that opportunity at home to do so, that's also very fulfilling and gratifying for me.
Thank you very much.